Can you put potential dates on hold? That's the question in group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, is this Melissa?
Hey, yes, it is.
Hi. Hey, thanks so much for allowing us to give you a call about this. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. I mean, this is going to sound like a first world problem, but my ex and I recently broke up.
I'm sorry.
And, oh, thanks. No, it was for the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not prepared at all for just being inundated by all these guys on, like, DMs totally full. People are texting me and, like, all these guys are like, hey, what's going on? You want to, apparently word got out.
Wow.
It is flattering. Don't get me wrong. It's
right.
Extremely flattering. And some of these guys, most of them, honestly, are really, really great guys. Like, guys that I've maybe known before this.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Like, before I was dating my ex, I'm like, oh, this guy. Like, great, really amazing guys that I really could, when the time is right, like, go out with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're contenders.
Yeah. I'm just, like, having trouble. I'm not ready. I'm not. I need to kind of still process things, figure out who I was before this relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Get into my routine, take care of me, which sounds so cliche, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, that's healthy. I mean, so many people bounce from one relationship to the next. And I think it's really great that you recognize I need to be fully done with this, learn the lessons, and then know what I need going into the next relationship. I think that's good.
Oh, thanks. So my issue is, like, I don't know how to deal with these guys when they're sending me these really sweet messages, and I kind of, you know, laugh them off. I'm like, oh, my gosh, stop. Or, you are so funny. I just kind of say these things. I don't want to blow them off.
Right.
But I'm also very not ready.
Gotcha. It's like, if I could just put you in a holding bin, that'd be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How do you politely do that? I want to be honest with where I am, but I also really genuinely want to leave things open for some of these guys. They are incredible. And I'm still like, oh my gosh, wait, now you're coming around.
I know that's hard because you can't, like, tell all of them, okay, wait for me and I'll just tell you when I'm ready. Okay. Thanks.
Right. Timing is everything. And
yep.
I just don't know what to do. So I was hoping you could help me.
So, yeah, so it's like, you don't want to string them along, but at the same time, you don't want to rush into anything. I get it.
It is stressful.
I've never felt that stress. So, Melissa, what a compliment to you.
It's a new feeling, yes. Yes, it's a good problem to have, I guess.
It's a different kind of stress. It's like flatter stress. I don't know.
It is funny because, you know, I see these memes of, you know, as soon as you break up, all these guys diving into your DMs.
Yep.
And you are literally experiencing that. And maybe that meme comes from a real place.
Money to shop and then there's nothing that you want to buy. But when you're poor, there's so much that you want to buy.
So many things. Yeah.
I get it.
So that meme is real. And I don't know what to do. I'm like, just trying to manage and take care of myself and slow things down a little bit in my own life.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe, like,
there'll be some people that can offer you a good way to kind of handle them and to deal with them, to maybe keep a connection going a little bit without, like, diving full into dating someone right now.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to think of, like, as a guy, how would I want to be, I guess, led along or let know that there's still hope? And I don't think it takes much to let a guy know that there's a chance. But yeah, we certainly don't want to steer you down the wrong path and understand what you're going through. So yeah, we'll see what we can do for you. Okay, Melissa, thanks so much for reaching out.
Oh, thank you guys. I feel a little bit better already.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And then there's Lisa. Unfortunately, this is dating in the current market.
Yeah.
Once people hear you're single, they come out like shark circling. I'm sorry to say, it's not because they've had a crush on you forever. They're doing this with anyone and everyone. Be careful. Most are just looking for a hookup. You know what they're looking for when you set boundaries.
Yeah.
You're always going to have that Lisa.
Sure. Well, in
perspective.
And you all are going to probably have the people that are just like, hey, you're single, let's hook up, to sort of
right,
mentality
but it sounds
too.
Like she's known some of these guys
for a minute.
Before she started dating the guy and knows that they're decent guys.
So the question really is, how do you say, hey, this is, let me work on myself first?
Yes. Because I want to be fully ready to move forward with no baggage.
Yeah. All right. And then if you're a guy, and I'm a guy, and I've still been sitting here thinking, how would I like to be told,
okay,
I like you, just wait.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just that. Maybe it's very simple, like, hey, I think you're cool. I'm not ready yet.
But then are you blowing off any other potential dates to wait around?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, true.
I think that's the thing that she's worried about is like, well, someone, you know,
it's about the timing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. If I don't take them up on it right now, someone else is going to swoop in and get them.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Tell us your story. Tell us what you did in this situation. And maybe that can help Melissa. All right. Group therapy, 99.7 DJX. We just got off the phone with Melissa and she's in a fun spot, interesting spot where she's newly single and her DMs are exploding with different potential suitors.
She's got a lot of good options, but she's like, not right now. How can I press pause? Can I can't tell them like, hey, just wait.
Yeah.
Everybody until I'm ready.
Right. Right. So what she do without stringing them along is kind of what her question is. Andrew, the love doctor, checks in via voice note on our text line, 502-795-1997.
Guys, this one's pretty easy. She's just got to do exactly what you all said. She has got to just let these individuals know, hey, I just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the offer, and I would be interested in getting together at some point. But right now, it's just time for me to work on me. And I hope you understand that. And if the time is right and I'm ready to get back out there again, then I'll definitely keep you in mind. That way they don't feel strung along. They don't feel like they've been led along by anybody. She's just got to be open and honest. And as far as Ben goes, as far as worrying about, you know, am I going to lose out on this person? You're not losing out. Unless you work on yourself first and get yourself right, when she's ready, she'll find the right person.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Brent is saying she needs to be straightforward. And if they don't want to wait, then they weren't the one to begin with.
True.
It could literally be that simple. And, we've also got another text message. Does she want to be talked? Does she want to talk or be left alone? She needs to let these guys know whether she wants space or is it okay to keep the text conversation going? That's what Adam says. That's a good point. Like, do you start maybe fostering the friendships first?
Yeah.
And then maybe that is laying a solid foundation for something that might come later, and then maybe it'll become obvious which one you might want to pursue later when the time is right.
Randy on Facebook said, just say exactly what you said in your message. My heart is tired, and I need time to rebuild myself and remember who I am outside the relationship. That doesn't shut any doors, and it doesn't ask anybody to sit on a shelf for you. It just says where you and your mind are in the moment.
Okay.
And if they can't appreciate and respect that, then they can go kick rocks.
Okay. Yes. Well, and that should maybe help to weed out whether they're a shark.
Yeah.
Just looking for some chum.
Okay.
Or if they could be
a potential,
a good guy who would be in it for the right reasons date long term.
Yeah. I think the good news is you even said that there were some that already had your interest before you got into a relationship with your ex.
Right.
And some that you've known to be really good guys.
Right.
So I think that already is in your corner.
Sure. But yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, staying in the, as long as you're upfront, like we need to stay in the friendship lane for a little bit. Maybe keep, you know, some sort of texting connection going friendship wise.
Mm-hmm.
That can be laying the foundation the whole time until you feel like you're ready to flip the script.
All right. You know, as a guy who always hung out most of the time in the friend zone,
you'll get your shot.
You're just hoping to get called off the bench every now and then.
Off the bench, you'll get in the game.
You're like, hey, I'm just over here. Okay.
I like to say I was always the right girl at the wrong time.
Right.
Until finally I was
the right girl at the right time.
Yes.
Yeah. There you
but
go.
Even then he dumped me first.
Well,
and he figured it out.
He just figured out when the right time
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, good luck. I think there are a lot of options, and it sounds like you already have some good options, too.
Victoria, rebound hookups are an option, too. Listen, no, Victoria, we're not trying to muddy the waters. We're trying to get in the clear stream,
well,
no muddy
not,
waters.
It's not muddy if you know the intentions.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways. All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. It's group therapy.